and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Michelle Slade today.
Good morning.
And we are not in the studios of KCNR Free Fire Radio. We are out here on Commercial Way, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals. You've got to write better.
I know I do. My pen wasn't working. It's cold out here.
It is. It is cold out here. So good morning, everybody. Today is the 7th of December. It is Pearl Harbor Day, 80 years ago today. Pearl Harbor occurred when the Japanese struck in a surprise attack at Pearl Harbor. Over 2,000 people were killed. The battleship Roll was destroyed or damaged very badly, and it kicked off our beginning of World War II. Up until then, we had been managing to avoid getting involved in Europe with the Nazi hierarchy pushing across Europe. England was under siege. We were trying to send them a lot of supplies, of course, tanks, ammo, oil, but we were staying out of the war. The Japanese made a very big strategic mistake. They had already gone into China, but they wanted Indonesia. They needed Indonesia for its oil. So the only threat that they believed they had was from the Americans. And the American, our country, had cut off their oil by saying that you all are expanding, you all are destroying other countries, and we're cutting off your oil. We're not going to be part of that. So they figured their only chance was destroy our ability to wage war in the Pacific with our ships. Unfortunately for them, fortunately for us, when they attacked all the aircraft carriers we had, which had been staged at Pearl Harbor as well as our battleships, were out at sea, so they missed them. But that day was a message of war brought to our country by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and we went to war. And Japan was hoping that we would just want to, after that, come to the treaty table. Well, they were completely wrong. And as you know, we turned our industrial might and our military loose on the Axis forces of Japan and Germany and Italy, and destroyed them. So 80 years ago today, it all started. But good morning. Hey, again, the 7th of December, and I have Jared at the helm. And Jared, what's the weather like today?
Good morning. It is...
Hello, Jared.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can now. What's the weather like?
It's currently 65 degrees. Today we're going to see patchy fog and sunny with some more fog tonight. We have a high of 67, a low of 44. Tomorrow we have a 30% chance of showers with a high of 55, a low of 40. Thursday should be sunny with a high of 54, low of 35. Friday, looks like areas of frost, then sunny with a high of 55, a low of 34. On Saturday, it looks like we have chance of showers, then partly sunny with a high around 49, a low around 40. And Sunday, showers and then cloudy with a high of 49 and a low around 40.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And what national day is it?
All right. Today is.
Let me help.
Besides
you.
Pearl it's Harbor,
let me help you. It's National Donut Day.
Aha!
Is it?
Not really, but there were donuts here, and yeah, I have to admit, man, I slapped Michelle's hand away and took the only glazed donut.
Okay.
What
that.
Day is it?
It's Cotton Candy Day, or
no? I don't like that.
Yeah.
Illinois Day.
Okay, I'll go for Illinois Day. I used to live in Illinois. But But is there another day?
There, besides, obviously, the Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, World Trick Shot Day. So,
if you World make a, Trick Shot Day.
You know, like shoot a basketball behind your back, you know.
World Trick Shot. You know, I have already seen that out here today at NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals. I saw a guy moving a little tractor around, and it was a clean trick shot, the way he moved it in between two other vehicles. Didn't touch them. And I said to her, I said, it'll never get through there. And I was just with my vast knowledge of tractors. And but he proved me wrong.
It's a true art form.
It is a true art form. I mean, you know, you see, you always see on these videos on YouTube that one mistake out of 1,000 mm-hmm. when they're tipped up. So, but when you watch people, they're like, I mean, they're like artists.
Yes. No, absolutely. Have you ever just tried to back up a trailer in your driveway? I mean, one little tiny move and it goes, but these guys make it look so simple.
Well, I'm looking at this Kubota tractor right now, and it's a hand the here you go, Neil, or Chelsea, I don't care. Neil. And this is Neil Forsyth, who is the owner down here. And, Neil, the Kubota you have right here, what is the name of this?
This behind me is an excavator.
Just an excavator?
Yeah, we call it a mini excavator.
Okay, so you can get it in the small areas, obviously.
Yes.
Now, what's the capacity on this? I mean, how does it just dig?
Yeah, what do you use it for?
Is that the whole
Their
idea?
Main purpose is digging and trenching.
And trenching?
Mm-hmm. A lot of footings for buildings and houses.
Is this a new one?
Yes.
Wow. Now, you've got all these different levers and everything on it. Has things gotten simpler over the years?
They actually have. It's more standardized mm-hmm. between all the machines, which is great for operators and beginners. Okay. If they could run mm-hmm. one, they can run them all.
Okay. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk to Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, who own this here. And they've got a lot of news that's happening with NorCal, and we got a lot of stuff to do today. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John started this business about the same time we started the station, and we're starting our 12th year next week. Wow.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. We were told many things when we started this, but that you were going to be here 12 years was not one of them.
but you knew it.
We knew that we had tenacity and we wanted it to work.
Well, and our community embraces KCNR. You guys do so much for the community that how could you not be here 12 years?
There's times on some Thursdays that I would sell it for $1.59, but not lately. Okay, Bastiani Arms, the only place I buy my guns. It's a full-stop shop there. You get a CCW there. They have a great assortment of rifles and pistols on consignment, brand new, all the accessories that you can think of. Yeah, Bastiani Arms. Plus, their customer service is just outstanding, and veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:13 in the morning here on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's Locano Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous holiday buffet on Saturday, December 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us do the work and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your holiday season. Our menu includes prime rib and baked ham with a tasty pineapple and brown sugar glaze with a selection of delightful trimmings and desserts. Tables starting at just $150 plus fees. For seating and table information, call 1-800-280-U. Or see WindRiver.com for complete details. Holidays are better at the river.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And you thought about that.
Welcome back to Freak My Radio, here at NorCal. Tractors, trailers, and rentals out here on something way here. What is it? It's
commercial.
Commercial way. I knew that. It's a look. It's a beautiful morning, and we're out here. We watch the sun come up. There's no rain, which is always good because we're outside. I see clouds in the distance, but I don't think they're going to be an impact on us. So good morning, everybody. 7:17 in the morning here on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, 80 years ago today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, since it opened up 15 years ago, has been helping move local dreams forward. Three locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, right downtown at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Now, we are here with the owners of NorCal Tractor Trailers and Rentals, and it's Neil and Chelsea Forsyth. So good morning. Let's start with
good morning.
Good morning. In fact, Michelle, why don't you give your headphones to Chelsea?
Okay, perfect.
And that way I can talk to both of them at one time, and they can talk over each other. Okay. Good morning. Can you hear okay?
Yeah.
Yes, good. Neil or Chelsea, let's start with Chelsea. Tell us a little bit about you, Chelsea.
The business?
No, I want to know about you. Are you a hometown girl? Or?
I was born and raised in Humboldt County for a while, and we moved over here in 97, 98.
Okay.
And been here in Cottonwood.
Cottonwood?
Grew up down there, went to West Valley.
West Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a number one type of school down there.
West it is, Valley? Of course.
Yeah. My brother, Ted Leidy, went to school. Do you know Ted?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep, I talked to Ted last week.
You did, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, now, you're obviously not as old as Ted. So, what did he do, come back and visit and try to recruit you in the Army?
No.
Oh, he didn't try and do that. Okay, got it. All right. Then do you know Lisa then? You don't know Lisa? Okay. Well, she went to West Valley too.
Yeah.
She was a classmate of Ted's. Okay, so... and Neil, what about you, buddy?
I was born in the Bay Area. Okay. I moved up to Reading when I was about 3 or 4. Been here about 40 years since then, and happy to be here.
So what's your background in this? I mean, this is a big business you've got right here. I mean, you just didn't say one day when you were 18, I think I'm going to start a rental business.
Well, I never really knew what I wanted to do out of high school. So I was kind of mechanically inclined, got involved as a mechanic for a similar business, doing some farming and some equipment rental, and just grew to love it and found that as my passion, and I followed through with that.
By the way, we are down here collecting toys for Tots, and I just want to tell you, a gentleman just walked in with toys, and they go right there. And your name, sir?
Shannon.
And Shannon just dropped by with two cool, cool car toys like that. So thank you very much, man. How did you two, can I ask you two how you met?
At work.
Okay. Yeah. And so.
Well, we spend so much of our time at work, and it just so happened that I met Chelsea, and we became great friends.
Yep.
And
that's the best way.
It is.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Years later, got together as a couple.
Yep.
That's great. Okay, so then at some point, you two then decided to go your own way, to start your own business.
We did.
So tell me about that. I'm always interested because, see, we started our business. When you stepped out into the street, I like to say, well, Sharon Clark said it first, but you step out in the street, you don't have that guaranteed paycheck.
Nope. No, we did that in December 2010.
It was more or less a leap of faith. I spent 15 years doing this and needed a break. So I left for about 2 years and helped a construction company just managing their fleet. And then after that, I wanted to get back into this, just realized how much I love the equipment rental and sales side of it.
So we started that in July of 2011.
Wow. And then have you been at this location since then, or have you moved to
October of 2012 we moved here.
You moved here.
Yep.
Okay. So. And okay, well, and now your main line is?
Our main line is Kubota tractors and Iron Bowl trailers.
Okay. And the Kubota tractors are I'm sitting here surrounded by Kubota tractors. And what man doesn't want to get on one and drive it around?
Yep.
I mean, or Woman.
That's right.
Everybody likes to do it. Over at Shasta College, of course, they have their heavy equipment course.
Mm-hmm.
And they have men and women in that. Their welding courses. I mean, it's a totally an equal opportunity. Profession. But, always, you want to get on, like, your excavator here. And I want to go across the street. I want to go down to Muse Concrete. I want to dig up their yard and watch Boyce's face when he's looking out his window, or Joyce's wife. And what's Carl doing out there? Well, he's on a Kubota tractor digging up our yard.
I don't think he'll be very happy.
Yeah, I know Boyce.
Yeah,
I know Boyce.
You don't want to make him mad.
No, I don't want to make Boyce too mad. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think this is great. Okay. Now you've got some news though.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I'll let Chelsea share that.
So coming by about May, you'll be able to come down, jump on that excavator at our new location down at Gateway Drive behind Safeway down in Anderson, and you can go and test out that excavator right on the property. You can dig a hole, dig a trench.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So, okay, I have to ask this. Do you ask people for proof that they can even drive one of these?
There's no requirements for that.
No. We will watch you, though.
Oh, so you probably want to watch them driving around. Yeah. I mean, a little bit, just to see if they can move it forward or backwards.
We will gladly help. You bet.
Okay. Yeah. Now, see, this excavator, this mini excavator, it's got tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, so you can probably spin it on its axis, then, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay. And the and it's got, how long is the arm on this? I mean, how far out can you reach?
That one there's probably about 10 feet of reach.
10 feet of reach. Okay. And when you're digging with this, how far down can it go?
It's going to dig about 8 feet down.
So, if you're looking for that place to put your favorite in-laws, you just come down. No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay. That's our inside joke sometimes.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Don't, Neil.
She won't let me buy a chipper. She's got this Fargo thing.
Yeah. I get Chelsea Glass. Neil, one more word. I'm starting the excavator.
Yep.
Okay. Now, who rents your stuff? It's not just commercial groups, is it?
No, our customer is half contractors and the other half just homeowners that have a project in their yard or a new construction site they're working on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of people. Is it hard to drive and to use one of these?
No, they're really not. First time users always come in and get it, and then they'll come back for other machines.
Yeah.
It's really one of the easiest things to operate.
Really? Because you've got, the different types of handles and grips you've got up there. It probably gives them easy to adjust as opposed to the older ones.
They are, and most of the controls, as soon as you let them go, the machine stops.
Oh, that's good.
It is a nice safety feature that everything kind of returns to center and just stops.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is your mini excavator.
Yes.
How big an excavator can you rent here? Is it just this size, or are they larger?
With the Kubota line, we go up to 18,000 pound machine.
Okay.
Which is similar to like a large backhoe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And so it's half contractors and half people just wanting to do business around their area.
That's right.
There. Yeah.
I guess, where I could see this could really come in handy if I had some property is clearing my property and also, for fire,
yep.
Worrying about fires, being able to clean up trees and all the debris on the ground, mm-hmm. things like that. If you wanted to ditch in new water systems.
Yep.
Yes, vegetation management has become a really big thing in the North State, and it's important that people take care of their property so that we don't lose it to wildfire.
Yeah, which we seem to be, no matter what we do, we seem to have a bigger fire season every year.
Yeah.
No matter what we do.
Yep.
Another person is coming down here.
Now, Mr. Gabe Ross.
Gabe Ross is
Thank
here.
You for bringing the toys.
There you go. And now, we have here, we have right out here a Toys for Tots box. And you all have almost filled
Thank
it up.
You.
I'm going to say almost. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm going to say almost, only because I want more people to come down here. We can always take these out, put them inside,
yep.
and then have an empty box. So that's great. Yesterday I was talking about it on the show, that we have a box also. And I said, well, nobody's come in yet, so I'm going to start. Let's start talking about coming down and helping those families. And it's been a tough couple of years for a lot of people. And this is a way to make sure that kids, or ensure kids, have a decent Christmas. And 10 minutes later, a husband and wife walked in and filled our box up.
Yep.
Skateboards, really nice stuff, just like I'm seeing coming in here today.
Yeah.
Isn't Reading, the people of Reading.
Yep.
Are great.
Yeah, our niece and nephew get a family every year at their kids' school, and we just went shopping and helped them out and get a little extra. And so it's nice. It's neat to see people helping out the kids and families.
Yeah, it is. So how did you get – I tell you what, let me take a break, and then we'll come back. And I want to talk about how you got involved with Toys for Tots and the things that you do, a lot of things you do for our community. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. Not only that, they just had a organization called LeapFrog takes all the data from all the hospitals in the nation, and then they give them grades on specific areas there, on their safety, on the lack of infection, on lack of surgical complications, all of those. Probably 20 items on that list. And then they give rates, A through F. And Shasta Regional Medical Center got an A. They are one of the top-rated hospitals in the nation right here in our town. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 in the morning, 47 degrees out there, slightly cloudy.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season. And remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
There's to talk to you about.
Trailers and Rentals, and we're here with the owners, Neil and Chelsea Forces, and of course, Michelle Slade, who gets me into these things. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:33 in the morning, 47 degrees out there, a little cloudy. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, though. I'm seeing Kubota tractors coming in and going out. And what was that that just went by? Another mini excavator went by. Okay, you know what? I am really torqued about this. I have no reason to rent a mini excavator. None at all. I mean, I don't have anything I have to do, but I'm thinking about just renting one and driving it up and down the street.
Yeah, you just do because, that, Carl, you're going to want to buy one.
You know, it's just, more power. Okay, hey, good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Four Winds Jewelry has their anniversary this month, so it's not only do they have a sale, and what a great time to have a great sale is during Christmas time. And, you can find that piece of jewelry that you've been looking for all these years for that significant other. They have a great selection, everything from Native American to specially designed jewelry that they do themselves. If you've ever wanted to design a jewelry piece so your loved one would have something that nobody else would ever have, they can do that for you, and they can help you, and they will build it. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, like I said, we're out here at NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals. I'm here with Michelle Slade, and you've got some questions here, Michelle.
Well, you know, Carl, we're sitting out here, and as the toys are coming, people are dropping them off. It feels like Christmas morning already. I'm actually jumping up and down. I'm super excited.
I mean, people have already come in, and I'm telling you, it's absolutely fabulous. We're here for Toys for Tots, and
that's right.
People have come in with bags of stuff.
Bags of stuff. So what's exciting, let me give you a little background, and I'll do it really quickly. So for those of you who don't know, I host a show called Heroes of the North State on North State Now on KCNR. So, Carl, thank you for letting us do that. And the show really is, it's every second Thursday of every month at 6:05. And we talk about people in our community who rise above, make a difference in the lives of others just because it's the right thing to do. And so every month we have a different guest that comes on. Well, we've been doing this a couple of years, and NorCal has been a supporter of our community for long before that. And so we created a hero circle on Heroes of the North State. And with that, I was connected with Toys for Tots. Well, I know that there are a lot of people here in our community who are supporting Toys for Tots this month, and that's the whole point of the show, is our community coming together and making a difference in the lives of others. So, of course, I contacted Neil and Chelsea, and I said, hey, I got this great idea. Will you help us support this cause and do a remote? And here we are today, because Toys for Tots needs to raise over 8,000 toys for children in our local Shasta County area. And each child wakes up on Christmas morning and they are given three toys. They fill out a list. In there, they put their wish list. The group that does this is not, you would think it'd be a big organization. No, it's not. It's a 92-year-old lady who decided, she was approached by the Marines, said, hey, we've got this need here in Shasta County, could you help us? And she said, absolutely. She's just the sweetest person. So I saw her yesterday down there. It's her son, her daughter, her granddaughter, an in-law. It's a family coming together to make this difference, and they're very humble. And so
let me ask a question then on that.
Yes.
Are they the ones that put these boxes together?
Yes.
And they bring them to different businesses?
It's crazy. It's
I had no idea it was that small, because I'm used to being larger organizations.
You would think so,
but
it's
not.
And so
when you call them, you know, you get, you know, people come there right away. Why didn't hear anything? So I went back again, and I was thinking, well, what's going on here? Because after you and I talked back in October, talking about this, and some more toys are coming in right now.
Thank you.
And what's your name?
Erica.
Erica has just brought in some toys, and she's brought in.
This is wonderful.
It's mail too. But I'm used to larger organizations. So you're telling me that a beautiful 92-year-old lady, is kind of the head of this, and then with her son, and her son can't be like in his 30s. I saw him the other day too, and it's absolutely fabulous. I had no idea it was this small.
And then his daughter is now taking over the leadership of it because, you know, eventually it's going to transition, and so then her children are there. And it's amazing, Carl. And so then we have Neil and Chelsea, who are in our hero circle to make this happen, because they're part of our community that rises above and makes a difference. That they're giving all the time to other organizations outside of this that I know of for them. They're giving to the fairgrounds, to the farm bureaus. They're active in our community. And Chelsea, I'll let you talk a little more about that.
We do every year. We help out at Enterprise High School. We've helped out at Foothill. Wherever our nieces, nephews, the kids have gone, Shasta High. We just try to do a Simpson wrestling team. We help them out. Anything we can do to
Simpson
help.
Simpson University.
Help mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm on the board there.
Yeah.
And they have just gone, you know, gangbusters this year. So, and their wrestling team they have, I think they're, especially the women,
yep,
are like top rated.
They are. Yeah. Yeah, Neil's dad is the coach.
Oh, really?
See, now there you go. It's community at its best.
Wow. Yep. You know, talk about one, you know, people talk about 6 degrees of separation. Mm-hmm. In Reading, it's one.
It is one.
1 degree of separation there.
So true. But you know what's going to be great, Chelsea and Neil are going to be, Thursday night is our next show here in December. So Thursday night down at the station, we are going to have Santa Claus. And it's made possible because Neil and Chelsea were able to join our hero circle. Mm-hmm. And Santa Claus is going to be there from 4 to 6. And if you have a toy, or even if you're just in a position where you can't bring a toy, bring a child and meet Santa Claus, because you're going to have a great opportunity to tell him what your Christmas wish is. And all the toys that are brought there on Thursday night at the station, tell me the address, Carl.
1326 Market Street. There's parking all around, either in front or the back.
Yes.
We're going to be starting this around 4 o'clock. No, don't worry. Mark Levin will still be on, but we're going to break in every so often and remind people. And then from 6 to 7, we'll be doing this.
Yes, and, absolutely. Santa's going to be, you can call. So if, let's say you can't make it down there from 4 to 6 and you feel like you've missed it, that's okay, because we've got the phone number that we're going to have up on the website, and then also on My Umbrella Marketing's Facebook page. And you can call in and talk to Santa Claus from 6 to 7 as well.
You know, and that's kind of really cool for a kid to talk to Santa if you can't get down there. If you're not right here in the area, but you still want your child to talk to Santa.
Yeah.
And the, and Santa will, can take all those, wishes, mm-hmm, and do his best.
Well, that's right. And heroes, you know, come in all sizes. Yes. And I'm sorry, I'm monopolizing. You guys go ahead and chime right in, Chelsea and Neil. But they do. And so what's great is we've got the Marines who, are across the nation. Heroes in their own right. And then they're starting this program, and that's been around forever, where we can give toys to children who are in need on Christmas morning. And then we have Neil and Chelsea, here at, NorCal Tractor Trailers and Rentals. And so thank you.
No, we enjoy it, and
we appreciate the opportunity to be part of all this.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, you know what? You've been on the show before, and it was a while ago. Neil and I were trying to figure it out, but, you know, 5,000 guests have cycled through our offices since we started. I say 5,000 just by using an average of 2 a day, and so I may be a little bit less. I love every guest that's come through here, through our studios, and a lot of them are businesses like y'all's that do a lot. It's tough out here, and we all know that, right? It's tough out here, and the bottom line on it is that when you're not taking a paycheck, so you get your people paid, when things have slowed, but you're still helping the community like you all have. And I'm not saying you all haven't taken paychecks. I'm just saying, talking about businesses and the people here in Shasta County, that they reach out and they help people. That are that are less fortunate than them.
Yep.
And we get angry about, oh, the homeless, or this, or that, or this. But no matter what side of the aisle you happen to be on, people help each other. And I really appreciate what you all have done for our community.
Well, thank you. We're happy to help. And I remember being a kid, getting help, you know, donated toys to us. And so it's nice to help out.
And you're in the position now to help some other children. You're passing it on. That's
kids
great.
Are growing up, so.
Oh, wait.
It's time to help with some other kids.
Help some. Y'all have kids?
Yes.
Okay. When you say they're moving on, you mean how old are your kids?
Well, Neil, so they're,
I don't usually
children,
ask that.
But they're, so our daughter is 24. She's down, just became a registered nurse for the NICU down in Camarillo.
Now, the NICU is the...
For the babies, the
babies,
little
babies, okay.
Yes, so
okay,
she is super excited.
Wow!
And then our son, he's 21 and works for us.
Well, fantastic.
So
they don't look old enough to even have kids that age.
Are you harder on him? Come on, tell me the tip. Come on, Neil.
Harder on him, but he can step up to it.
Another toy. Yay,
good morning.
Thank you.
Another toy just rolled in. Yeah. You know, is it great having your kids work with you?
It is.
It's different, something nice.
We really cherish. It's an invaluable thing to have your children work near you or with you. It's amazing.
And we also have our nephew and our niece, and Neil's dad works here. So we try to get the family in
it's
here.
It's definitely a family-run business. There's about 20 employees here, mm-hmm. and you know a handful of them are family, so it's great. And they all feel like family.
Yeah. Well, you know what? 20 employees here. You all are okay, it's kind of a major employer around here is something like that.
Yeah, back when we started, I wasn't thinking we'd ever hit 20, but we've had we have a good crew, and we try to all treat like family. So that is our main motto, and
that works, doesn't it?
It does.
It does work.
Yep.
You know, let me see where I am. Oh, I got to run again. But when I come back, I want to talk a little bit about the main problem. The main problem a lot of people are facing is finding employees. I'd like to talk to you about that and your philosophy on that, because obviously you're not having a problem right now. Well, it's one thing is you hire your family. That's a good way to keep it. So
they have no options.
They have no options. And okay, you come into Thanksgiving. Only if you get the tractors moved back where they're supposed to be, son.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. Now you understand why families used to have 10 kids.
Yeah.
When they
there you go.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out there at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's talking about businesses that help other people. That's Tobacco and Brew. Shelley has been helping people for 20-plus years through Tobacco and Brew. So many nonprofits that need help. She's there, standing there with a check or with coupons or any way she can help there at Tobacco and Brew. They've been our sponsor since even before we started the station. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe. How'd you do that? We used to do a podcast from their offices over there when Linda and I first started. But Tobacco and Brew is 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have a special grab bag of cigars, and I love the cigars from Tobacco and Brew. They're great selections. They're top of the line and very fair prices there, plus all your tobacco accessories. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back. 7:47 in the morning, 47 degrees out there.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Welcome back to Buy Radio, here on location, on Commercial Way here at NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals. And good morning, everybody. We're here for Toys for Tots. They are stuffing this box. Yes, we still have some room. Not a lot of room. Bring smaller toys, or I got a good news for you. We're going to open up another box here pretty soon. So come on down here. Yeah, you may not find, okay, where is that? So I've got the owners, Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, here with me. So tell people how to get to your place.
I'm going to let Neil give directions because I don't give good directions.
Don't do north and south, Neil.
Yeah.
Don't do north and south.
That's all I know. Okay. Exit Interstate 5. At exit number 675, that's the Churn Creek, South Bonneville exit.
Yep.
Go east.
Head. If you're coming south, you take a left. If you're going north, you take a right.
That's right. And just go about a quarter mile and then turn right again on Commercial Way.
There you go.
Can't miss us.
And you'll say, well, where are they? The first thing you're going to see is Muse Concrete.
Yep.
Well, when you see Muse Concrete, you just kind of follow the street around, and you drive up about, 200 yards, and you're going to see us out here. We are the only station doing a remote. And you'll see a big Toys for Tots box. Come on by, say hello, bring a cup of coffee for Carl, and you'll get your name on the radio, and we'll thank you profusely for being here with us. And, this portion of the show is brought to you by REU, Reading Electric Utility. If you're thinking about getting that electric car or that electric vehicle, they've got all types of rebates, state, federal, just rebates there if you're looking at this. Since electric cars seem to be the future, why not take a look at it, see what kind of rebates you get, go to REU and look at it. It's REU.EV, okay, so or REU/EV to see what kind of rebates are out there. All right. Let's talk about the biggest problem, and I'm sorry, we got the sun coming up in Neil's. I'm going to move over, so I'm going to kind of block the sun from you here with my head. And I know my head's not that big, it just happens to be the angle, my friends. The one concern, and we talk to a lot of businesses, is people, getting people to work. It just seems like it's pulling teeth right now. But you seem to have your method seems to be working.
Well, we understand that people are our most valuable resource here in what we do. Without a team, this is impossible. So we pride ourselves in taking care of our team and just working with them and making sure everyone is on the same team.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a difference. Plus, you have family. You get some of your family working here. You've got, your son is working.
We have our son, our niece, our nephew, my father. It's a big group of family, and of course they don't all like it at all the time, but it ends up being a great place to work.
Well, you got to treat. You know what? Things are different now than it used to be. You know, for employees. Do you get a lot of the younger employees, and not all of them, but a lot of the younger employees expect things to be different.
Yeah.
Am I reaching too far here?
No. Things are different. Whether you like it or not, the pay has gone up in the last couple of years. I think employees have a lot more opportunity than they do in years past. So it's definitely good for them. And in the end, it's good for everybody, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've definitely had our struggles some years. Right now, we've gotten really good experience. We have some good guys that love it. And yes, not every day is perfect. And I think that's where some of the younger group sometimes doesn't want to just push through those hard days. They're stressed. It's busy. And
yeah, they're not quite used to that.
Yeah.
They haven't been stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the older employees understand the benefits more than just the dollar amount.
So yeah.
They'll seek a happier work environment than the paycheck.
And we have a couple young guys here that are taken under the wing of the older crew.
A mentoring.
Yep, mentoring. Yeah. And they want to be here for a long time, and it's great to see that. It's that excitement, and they're asking questions. They're trying to get from the senior crew how to get through it.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, okay, because I just saw another mini excavator just come in because I can now identify those. So they're learning all facets, I imagine, of the job, because one of the things you do, and I didn't mention it before, is that you have parts and service for any diesel product.
Engine, yep.
Engine. Any. Wow.
Yep, and we do in-field services.
We have mobile service,
yep,
okay.
We have a mobile service. We have a great guys. A couple of them go out, and they can come to you. We can bring it in. We can come pick up your machine. And
well, a lot of times, you got to – now, when you say any diesel product, you're talking about the earth-moving machines or just trucks, anything? Huh?
Really anything with a diesel engine in it.
Wow.
We will work on.
Well, you know, because I can imagine if it doesn't start – you're not going to get it here. So you can send a team out there at least to get it started and get it down here.
That's right. Whatever's needed.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting concept that you can do that. Are diesel engines, though, aren't they mostly – are there that many iterations of them? Because diesel's pretty – I mean, relatively – at least used to be relatively simple.
They still are relatively simple. The problem now is many are computerized.
Oh, yeah.
And there's only so much you can do without the computer, but you could usually get them running to get, if they're broke down in the field, you can usually get them up and running to get them moved to a dealership.
Okay. Well, you know, that's true, because now I've advanced automotive friends with them, and he said if my truck breaks down on the road, I can't fix it. You know, his pickup truck. He says, I can't fix it because I don't have a computer with me. Yeah, everything runs on computers now.
Yeah.
Good or bad, do you think? Computers.
It is just the way it is. Unfortunately,
yeah.
We don't really like it necessarily, but you have to just roll with it.
And our guys will call up, the computer's not working, what's going on? And we have to diagnose over the phone to get the computer to work sometimes, but it's... it's hard. It's a different type going on right now with those having to hook up to the computers.
Oh yeah.
But it's crazy how much you can do with the computers though.
It is. Going. Now there's these somebody has this thing that he can just plug it into your car, and it you know when your light comes on and it can kind of tell you, it gives you a list of like four or five things that it could be wrong with it. Are those things any good?
Yes, that's the same thing with these diesel engines and all these tractors now. You have to plug into them. And a lot of them we can do over a mobile app. So you don't even have to plug into them. This Kubota equipment, the newer excavators and skid steers, you just turn on your app on your phone and it'll diagnose the machine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
From afar.
Yes.
I tell you what, the more I'm looking at this excavator, I'm sorry, but I am getting the urge. I don't know. I don't have any place to dig or any reason to. Now I'm going to have to run out to Shasta College and dig.
Yep.
Yeah, if they keep saying, come on out, Carl, drive a bulldozer. Okay, I can do that. you know, again, we're out here at NorCal Tractor Trailers and Rentals. I'm having just a great time talking with Neil and Elsie Forsyth, the owners here. And the we're going to have to take a break for the news. And when we come back, we've got some other things to talk about, and but we're going to try and hold them here because we've got a lot of good information. And we're here for Toys for Tots, my friends, so come on out and let's fix this place with more toys than they already have. Let's just fill up another box. We filled one up. Let's fill a second one up. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They're talking President Biden and Russian President Putin on a video call amid fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Mr. Biden will warn his Russian counterpart against such a move.
It is an opportunity for the president to underscore, of course, U.S. concerns with Russian military activities on the border with Ukraine and reaffirm the United States' support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
A U.S. diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Beijing Winter Olympics has infuriated China, which is lashing out at the Biden administration.
A foreign ministry spokesperson says the U.S. is attempting to interfere with the Winter Olympics out of ideological prejudice and based on lies and rumors. The comment comes amid an increasingly bitter feud over the Biden administration's decision not to send officials over human rights concerns.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma, the U.S. will not send diplomats or government officials to the February Games, but American athletes will go. Today marks the 80th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, claimed more than 2,000 American lives. And at the U.S. Naval Base near Honolulu,
about 30 survivors and 100 other veterans of war are expected to attend the annual ceremony to remember those killed in the attack that launched the U.S. into World War II. They will observe a moment of silence at 7:55 a.m. Hawaii time, the same minute the attack began. The bombing killed more than 2,300 U.S. troops. Several women who helped the war effort by working in factories are in Hawaii to be part of this year's remembrance. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 583 points. The Nasdaq ahead 442 points. The S&P 100 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them to cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think. So it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The head of the World Health Organization's Europe region says while there is concern about the coronavirus Omicron variant, the fight should still be focused on the currently dominant Delta strain.
WHO officials say the introduction of the Omicron variant to Europe has been widespread, but it is still too early to predict the speed and extent of its future spread. They want countries to concentrate on tackling the current Delta wave, which has seen deaths in the region double since September. The regional director, Hans Kluger, said mask wearing in Europe needed to improve dramatically. He said that compelling adults by law to get vaccinated should only be done when all other policy interventions had failed.
And that is the BBC's Naomi Grimley. Israel announcing completion of an enhanced security barrier around the Gaza Strip aimed at preventing terrorists from sneaking into the country. Townhall.com. Global investors watching nervously as one of China's biggest real estate developers tries to stave off default on $310 billion worth of debt.
Evergrande Group, which is scrambling to turn assets into cash, rattled financial markets Friday when it warned it might run out of money. It said missing a payment on bonds or other debts might trigger an avalanche of demands to pay other debts immediately. Economists say the ruling Communist Party can keep credit markets functioning but won't bail out Evergrande, which the central bank accused of borrowing recklessly. They say that would be the wrong signal at a time when Beijing is trying to force companies to reduce dangerously high debt loads. Jeremy House reporting.
Republican Devin Nunes of California leaving Congress to join former President Trump's new social media concern. Nunes taking the job of CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yes, we are, Carl.
Oh, sorry.
I've been trying to get a hold of you guys.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And we're not in the studios. That's why I wasn't right back on. Sorry. You should. I don't know how you could even tell me.
I called your cell phone. I called Michelle's cell phone.
Oh, there well, it is. We have the
back
wrong
to
side.
Yeah. Get back to Mike. Okay. Hey, we're back in. We're not in the studios, as you can probably tell at this point. No, we are out at NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals out here on Commercial Way. We're with the owners. I'm with Michelle Slate. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Carl.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, everybody, for falling down on a job like that. But I was just talking to Evelyn, and who is the just driving out, who is Neil's mom, and I had to tell her what a great job she did.
Yeah, she raised a great son, right?
Raised a great son. And we're out here for Toys for Tots.
And
yes. We have filled up one box, but we have another box. So
yes.
Come on, 900 Commercial Way. It's right off of Turn Creek Road. Just come down on 5 if you want to come that way and turn east. If you are coming from north to south, then turn west if you're going from – wait a minute. Is that right?
You're going to turn east either way.
You're going to turn east either way. That's right. It doesn't make any difference which way you're going. You're going to turn east.
So true.
I could give you lefts and rights, but look at east. Everybody's got a compass on their cars now anyway.
Yeah.
And then come on down about, quarter mile, maybe a little bit. It's the first turn to your right. That's Commercial Way. Just swing through the corner. You'll see Muse Concrete first, and you'll see us out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, welcome back to the show. It is, what's the weather look like, Jared, for the rest of the week?
It's currently 46 degrees. Today it's going to be patchy, fogged, and sunny, becoming foggier tonight with a high of 67, a low of 44. Tomorrow we have a 30% chance of showers and some patchy fog with a high of 55, a low of 40. On Thursday it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, high of 54, low of 35. On Friday, areas of frost, then sunny with a high of 55, a low of 54. On Saturday, showers are likely with a high of 40, a low around 49. Or I said that wrong. High around 49, a low around 40. And then on Sunday, showers and then cloudy with a high around 49 and a low around 40.
Okay. Hey, look, the weather. Yeah, we're getting rain, so that's great. We need rain. And the weather report's always brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. The Kinneys have had this business for over 20 years. They treat their customers as warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Chuck's got an ad on our station, and it's a very significant ad that talks about the cost of heating oil, how it's going up this winter. They actually are paying wholesale what they were, charging retail last year. But they're helping their customers out. You give them a call, again, at 365-3793. An Anderson-based business. We're here with Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, who own North Cal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals, and who are one of the main sponsors for our Toys for Tots. And Michelle, let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so first of all, we didn't get back on the mic because I was super excited. I was looking at all the toys in the box. And
in fact, it was difficult keeping Michelle from opening up one of the boxes and wanting to play with the Hot Wheels there.
Yeah, well, and of course, and then there's the little Kubota toy that was put in the box.
That Kubota toy.
Cool.
Oh.
So you know what? I was just telling everyone, when I look at this, I just imagine Christmas morning and all the smiles and all the laughter that's going to take place when these little toys are opened and all these little tots are playing with them. And so I just want to say to our community, it's not hard to find this place. It's really close by. It's local. 8537 Commercial Way. Put that in your app, and it'll bring you right here. You don't even have to worry about north, south, east, west. You're going to have it right there on your phone. Swing by. Today we're going live until 9, but you can bring a toy anytime between now and the 20th. So we'd love to have you come out. So Thursday night, Carl, because we have a hero circle, and thanks to NorCal Tractor, we are going to be able to host a show live at the studio on Heroes of the North State. Santa Claus is going to be there from 4 to 6, so bring the littles out. Let them meet Santa Claus. Bring a toy for Toys for Tots. It's not required, though, so if you're in a position that you're not able to bring a toy, it's okay. Bring the kids down. Meet Santa Claus from 4 to 6 at KCNR, right there on Market Street next to Kobe Steakhouse. So
1326
Market Street.
Parking in the front, parking in the back. There'll be no excuse not to bring the kids down and see Santa.
Yeah, just come on down, meet Santa Claus. And then if you aren't able to get out and about, you can call in to the station between 6 and 7 on Thursday night. That's this Thursday. And talk to Santa on the phone. So we're all, as a community, coming together to raise toys. So, you know, yesterday I went down to the toy warehouse. Oh, my goodness. There's fishing poles and skateboards and kids' toys and baby toys, every kind of toy you can think of. It's like walking right into Santa's workshop. And it's a whole it's just a family that does that, a local family here. 92-year-old grandma sorting the papers, and she's going, Michelle, until we get all these toys sorted, I'm not able to fill these orders. And I'm thinking, oh, I love it. This is so great. So we're going to have them with us on Thursday night. We're going to be interviewing them some more, and it's just going to be a community event like we haven't seen in a long time.
It's been a tough couple of years, my friends, as we all know. A lot of families had, you know, they're working hard, and it's a two-income family.
Yes.
And one of them had to stay home because the schools were locked down.
Yeah, it's still happening.
It's still happening. And so things are tough out there. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't given up, and we haven't given up either. So this is a good chance to come on down here in Commercial Way, drop off some toys, drop some off at 1326 Market Street. If the box is full, which it is, just put them right there on the couches or mm-hmm. hand them to one of my people there. We want to make this a great Christmas for people.
Absolutely.
We don't stuff the bus. We stuff boxes.
That's right.
Everywhere. Now, being down here at NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals, they've parked a mini excavator right next to me. And I've been sitting here with excavator envy.
Yeah.
And now one of our listeners has written in, hey, Carl, bring it over to our house.
Yes.
And fix the storm drain as it runs through our neighborhood, you know, only from our property line. Watch out what you ask for, Sungold. I may show up with a mini excavator and you just lead me into your backyard.
Yeah.
And you show me where I can start digging. You will be my first experience at this. So
that's okay, Carl. There's no requirements, remember.
That's
no
right.
level
there's,
of experience there, required.
There's no level of experience.
Right, Neil?
Now, Neil, why is that? I mean, is it that easy?
It really is that easy. In a matter of 2 or 3 minutes, you can be digging whatever you want to dig.
Okay. Now, after the show.
Uh-huh.
I want you to let me get on that and just move the arm. Okay,
yeah,
I'll try not to break anything.
Hey, you know, you're going to have to do that with the tractor because we've got the bucket there, and we can fill that bucket with toys, too.
We can. Okay.
Yes.
That's a new one. So come on down here, Commercial Way.
Yes.
What's the exact? Well, you know what? You get on Commercial Way, you're going to see us.
8537 Commercial Way.
There you go. And we'll fill the bucket up now.
Here comes some more toys.
The what?
More toys.
More toys.
Fantastic.
Let's fill up the bucket. Oh, more toys just came in. Oh, my gosh. And they are.
This is wonderful.
We're loading up Kubota toys in here. Now, does any child, male or female, not want to have a little Kubota tractor? Have you seen that?
I have noticed. And even the big kids that are our age
would
really love to have one under the Christmas tree.
Yes. I have been in businesses where they're actually lined up on the wall in executive offices. So it's a toy for all ages.
The, you know, Toys for Tots has been around a long time with the Marine Corps. And, I think I probably told this story before, but, a gent that worked on the Navajo Reservation when I was on independent duty in, Albuquerque, New Mexico, would go over to Hollywood. And we think of Hollywood as being a bunch of jerks. And, well, probably a lot of them are. But he would go out there and they would fill up trucks with toys.
Aww.
Western Airlines, this is how long ago it was, Western Airlines would then take a flight and fill that flight up with these toys, and they'd fly them into New Mexico for the reservation. My guys would unload them. We'd put them in U-Haul trucks, and they'd head north to the reservation to different spots, Chinle, Shiprock, all those places out there to hand out the toys. And it was a great event. My men loved it. We also collected toys all through Albuquerque so we could hand them out,
nice.
You know, for that. We had a warehouse that we used to put, you know, that was given to us for Toys for Tots. One year, somebody, obviously the Grinch, broke in and stole a significant amount of toys.
Oh, my goodness.
A truck driver, because we were, you know, had heard about it. It was on the radio and the news and this. Stopped in and wrote an $8,000 check.
Oh, my goodness.
This was back in 1982.
See?
Wrote an $8,000 check to replace all the toys. Which was
That's
which,
amazing.
Which replaced
That's
all the toys plus more.
Yes. Oh, you know, and Carl, that
and
reminds me.
And we
me.
Never knew who he – it was one of those. He wrote the check.
Just anonymous.
Yeah, and then you left.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
It is, because that's the way people are.
That is. And, you know, that's another way you can donate here for in Shasta County. So if you want to drop off funds, there's we're collecting that as well. And then what the family's going to do after the 20th, the reason why they stop it a little bit early, is they see all the needs that haven't been met, and they take those dollars that were raised, and they personally go shopping and buy what's left on there. Their goal is to get every child something they ask for on the wish list, the real thing they ask for. So I just think that's remarkable. One thing they asked me to remind everyone, if you write a check, down in the memo, put Shasta County, because 100% of those funds come back into our community. And this is all volunteerism. There's no paid anything. And we'll never run out of boxes, because when I was in the warehouse yesterday, they have so many boxes. There's still room for you to have a box in your own business. So you can give them a call, go on the website, toysfortotsreading.org, go to My Umbrella Marketing and click on the link. It's really fast, and you can find out how you can support as well.
We'd love to have another one down there. But if you know what? Since the box is full, thanks to that anonymous couple that came in yesterday, please feel free just to put them all over the on the sofa, hand them to my people, and we will have them come in and take an early loadout.
Yes.
And if we have to. But, you know, see, we used to not be able to take checks.
Yeah.
You know, the Marines cannot take a check. So our Marine Corps Association, which are retired Marines, they would get the checks, and it was, you know, it was a money laundering business, obviously. But so what happened, because the paper was involved in all this, one of my men was standing there in uniform with the check being presented to him.
Oh.
And it took like 2 weeks, but I heard from headquarters, Marine Corps, what's going on here? Oh, we were just accepting that check for the Marine Corps Association, sir.
Nice.
Oh, okay. And so, but
nice.
Yeah, it,
It all comes back to our community.
It all comes back.
And it's all about the smile. So, by the way, they need things for babies. The 0 to 1, they need stuff all the way up to 18 because the idea is families are made up of all ages. So if three of the children are 12 and under and there's one 14 or one 18, they don't want the littles in the family to go, how come I got, but so-and-so didn't. And so in Shasta County, we're unique. We go birth to 18. And so what they really need are things for young, toys for young children and toys for the older children. Earbuds.
Okay, we need to take a quick break here, and so we can get back on time. Not only did I start late, I went late also. So this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You're talking about Redding's premier retirement community, maybe even the North State's premier retirement community. Great places in there, two bedrooms, one bedrooms. Gourmet chef, transportation if you want it. This is for active seniors. This is not an assisted living facility here. Give them a call and get a tour through there. Have lunch, meet the people. You won't be sorry. That's River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Bruce or Brian and find out why River Commons, where you worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves. He speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Playoff. Fall into winter. $75,000 swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in December at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on December 30th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See winriver.com for more information.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Street Fire Radio. We are out here at NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals on Commercial Way. We are collecting toys for tots, and we have filled up a box, and now we want to fill up the bucket of a tractor. So come on down. Is that being greedy? No, because it's going to a great cause. So come on down here and join us, say hello, wave at us, drop off some toys. This portion of the show brought to you by Pro Rehab Physical Performance and Physical Performance. That's not right. Pro Physical Rehab and Sports Performance. I'm sorry. Located at 3673 Eureka Way in the Sunset Shopping Center. Let me tell you, if you, all of us, as we get a little bit older and we're just talking about horses and you ride horses enough, you start spraining and straining things. Let Pro Rehab Physical Sports Performance and Physical Therapy help you out. They are going to get you back into action. Give them a call. You call Kevin or Rachel at 533-5030, and they will get you going. Or if you have physical rehab problems, they're there to help you with that. Like I said, we're down here at NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals. I'm here with the owners, Neil and Chelsea Forsyth. Good morning. And, can you give me an idea, or people an idea, what you have here? I mean, I'm just looking out over a sea of Kubotas here. So what are some of the, what can people do? Say they need to do the forest management that we're talking about, or the vegetation management around their houses.
Yeah, we rent and sell everything from lawnmowers to tractors, excavators,
backhoes, skid loaders, water trucks, storage containers. We have a variety
of generators. Absolutely.
Utility trailers, car haulers, equipment trailers. Dump trailers, we have cargo trailers. We actually have a very good variety right now. We've been getting some good inventory in. Any kind of trailer needs you might have.
And what kind of trailers are these?
We have Iron Bull, Lamar on the equipment and dump trailers, and then we have Mirage and Criterion cargo trailers.
Wow. And I'm looking at the lawnmowers right now, the sitting lawnmowers that you can drive around and. And it's got more, you know, I'm used to, when I started cutting grass, it wasn't like this.
No, it wasn't. These are zero-turn mowers. They're extremely fast and give a nice cut.
Wow. Now, I see the two bars. I see the bars up there. Is that for anything, or like two handles that come out? Is that what turns it, or?
That's correct. Those are the levers that move it forwards, backwards, right, and left. Again, it's really easy to operate.
You know, they're telling me that I can sit on this mini excavator and drive it in 5 minutes.
Yep.
There must be more to it than that.
We'll have you out on the job site in no time, Carl. You can work the night shift.
You can go down to our property and dig some footings, help out the contractors.
Well, that could be interesting. But before you do any of this, my friends, before you say, well, you know what, I need to do something like that, you should check for all your water lines and gas lines and all that, right?
That is very true. Yeah. You definitely want to look into all of that.
Well, we're here with you because you two have gotten really involved in Toys for Tots and, well, so many other things in our community. But what got you into Toys for Tots?
Well, Michelle is the one that got us connected with this. I enjoy giving back. I'm always giving.
Yeah, it's one of the things we've learned to do with money is you need to spend money, whether you give it away, pay employees. It's the whole reason you make money is to spend it and give it away.
Our daughter hopefully is not listening to this at the moment.
She could be because I told your mom that we are streaming the show so she can hop into our website and listen. And so she'll probably send you maybe even text you a new list for Christmas.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no.
Yes.
But your daughter's just got her degree, and she's nursing. A nurse and is down working with infants.
Yep.
Down in where?
Camarillo.
Okay.
Her boyfriend's enlisted in the Navy, and he's stationed there. So they're there and loving it.
Well, he's you know what? God bless him too.
Yep.
For being serving our country like that. What do you tell people that when you say that to them, you know, helping other people? Because there's a lot of businesses out there that have reached a certain point that, yeah, they just don't reach in and help out. You know, I mean, does that ever come up, you know, when the people, you know, well, why are you doing something like this?
Oh, I suppose it does. Everyone's a little short on time, especially in this with the COVID and everything. Our time is very limited, but it's just we feel passionate about giving back to the community. That's what's provided the opportunity for us.
Yeah, our customers are making us where we are. So if we can give back to families, we know some of them probably have been or will be a customer, and that's huge to us. And especially like moving down to the Anderson, we're going to try to be even more involved as we keep growing, because you guys have made us where we're at, and we value that. So, and it's huge.
That's a great answer. The Neil and Chelsea Forces, who they stepped out in the street and started this about, what, 2011?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 10 years then. Mm-hmm. You're on your 10th
yep.
year anniversary.
Yep.
Well, that's
yeah.
great. You know, when you make 10, it means, I don't know why, you know,
it's
one
big.
Year, if you can make it through 1 year, but when you hit your 10th year.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is a big thing.
Or even on the little MapQuest, you can see our map, our little Google Maps. It says our name here.
Yep.
Now, when we move, we got to get relocated. But
so you moved to Anderson because you needed obviously more room, mm-hmm. Because you are chocked
yes.
in here with
yes.
stuff.
We're bursting at the seams.
You really are.
The new Costco coming in. Traffic is an issue, but I think Anderson is going to be a little better fit for tractors and yeah. our customer base.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to try to do a lot more down there, so.
We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, Patrick Gorman is a former 101st Air Mobile type of guy. He was a policeman, and then he decided to get in law. So you've got a fighter there for you, a warrior. And if you've been having problems with your workers' compensation, you've had you got injured at work, and things just aren't working out for you, give Patrick a call. It's a free consultation when you give him a call, and Patrick answers the phone at 262-2168. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. In fact, he's going to be on our show Friday. And I can't wait to talk to him. He's always got something going. In fact, he's got two cases that have to do with COVID. One was somebody got a vaccination and it's not working out for him, and another person who COVID's just not going away and it's kept them off the job. So, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 262-2168. We'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive
30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Media, all about Michelle Slade. We're down here at NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals, and it's off Commercial Way. We're here with the owners, Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, and like I said, Michelle Slade and myself. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've had my hair cut since I've moved here, and I've been extremely happy, so I can say the best place in Northern California to get your hair cut. Man's Last Stronghold. They work on appointments only. 244-9478. You don't have to worry about watching Dr. Phil in there. Nope. It'll be hockey games or other things like that. You can come in early and find out what's going on in the world, or you can just come in, get your hair cut, talk to Tim and Logan, and then blast out of there. Did I say Man's Last Stronghold? Linda went in there one day. She said, came in and said hello, and she said, there's so much testosterone in the shop, I had to shave my legs afterwards. Whatever that means. So, welcome back here. Again, we're at NorCal Tractors, Trailers, and Rentals. Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, the owners, are here, and I'm keeping them away from their work, even though Neil's been on his phone a lot. but that's okay. Now, one of the things that you did, you know, you have besides all of this great equipment here, and it looks brand new. It can't be, but it looks brand new.
It's all new.
It's all new.
Well, not all, everything in the yard.
Not everything, but my gosh, it looks
all this
great
stuff
shape.
Is new.
And y'all are moving to Anderson. Now, one of the things you do is you have parts and service for any diesel brand you can be worked on right here. Is that right, Neil?
That's correct. And we also work on trailers as well.
Okay. And then you also have mobile service. And during one of the breaks, you said you got a phone call, Chelsea, from somebody that needed diesel mechanic.
Yep.
So you can either get it here and have it worked on, or they'll send the team out, get your vehicle started, and so they can move it either to a dealer or down here to have it fixed. So, and, you know, a little known fact that I went to a diesel mechanic school. Yep. And and graduated, finished fifth in my class, and never turned a wrench on a diesel. Yep. I went into something else. So, but it was an interesting thing. When I was enlisted in the Marine Corps, they said, okay, we're going to teach you to be a 35-31 diesel mechanic. And when I got back to my unit, they put me in a scout sniper unit, and I never once turned
a wrench. So, and then went to OCS later. But I loved learning how to work on a diesel. But I couldn't even begin to do anything. Maybe I could change the oil on it now. Neil, what do you think?
Yeah, just as long as you don't try to change the spark plugs on it, you'll be all right.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to think back about spark plugs. There was under
not on a diesel.
They're not on a diesel. That's what I thought. They're not. We didn't have spark plugs on a diesel. You know, when I'm looking back, you know, 50 plus years to that. Is it hard finding mechanics? Good mechanics.
It definitely is, and it's nice to see programs like Shasta College that are have a diesel technology program. And it's a great career for people to look into. It's something that's the need is always going to be there.
I think you're right. You know, we push college for everybody, and it's kind of like disparaging to, you know, for Shasta County that, you know, we do have a very high rate of high school, graduations of, you know, high school graduates. And they said, well, we don't have higher education, but yet we have programs that will teach a young man or woman a skill that pays them very much of a living wage the day they walk off the campus. Is that correct?
That is very true.
So the a good diesel mechanic can earn what would you say? I mean, in your experience,
say anywhere from $20 an hour to $40 an hour in this town.
And you know, and that is a good wage for around here. Plus, the fact is that most diesel mechanics also have other things they can do, welding and this. I know Shasta College, when they're working on the, you know, learning how to be a diesel technician, diesel engine technician, that they also get their CDL out there. They also learn how to weld. A lot of them go on to operating heavy equipment also. So they're kind of like they can fit in several different places.
Yes, and they can get a job immediately.
Well, that's the biggest problem they have is people are poaching their students out of the class and they're trying to keep them there. Come on, just another, you know, another semester and then you can, you know, you'll get your certificate and everything, but people are hiring them at prices like you're talking about or higher and to come out, they're just a start.
That's right. And a lot of the manufacturers like Kubota, for instance, they have what's called Kubota University where you'll actually get trained and certified on Kubota products.
Do you travel to that place, or I mean, how does that work?
A lot of it is online. You have prerequisites, and then you will travel a couple times a year for in-person training.
Okay, and where's the training facility?
The next training opportunity is down in Lodi.
Okay, so they move them around to different places, then.
Yes.
So Lodi, and how long do they go? A week? Ten?
About a week.
About a week. Okay, and that brings them up on the latest on techniques. Do you send your people down there?
Yeah, so we send three of them. We have a class that's for excavators, a class for just diesel engines, and then a class for the ag tractors.
Okay, the ag tractors.
Yeah, because the ag tractors have a little bit different options and stuff like that, so they get to learn about all that. And so the guys actually end up going down three times. We rotate them,
mm-hmm.
and they do the classes January and February. And
okay.
So, yeah.
I'm putting on my sunglasses because the sun now is beautifully risen and it's warming everything up, but it just also fogged up my glasses. So if somebody wants to come down and they want to rent, one of your pieces of equipment, how's that work? They just tell me the process for that.
They come on down. We can rent whatever works. If you don't have the vehicle to tow it, we could always deliver it. We would have a deposit, just hold some for any incidentals, if you extend your rent, just kind of that kind of options. But, yeah, we can do delivery to you, or you can rent a trailer and tow it home with you.
Okay. And the and like we said, you don't have to prove that you've gone through a college course to drive this. Do you ever? Okay, I have to ask this. Ever had any incidents where people can bring something back that's been? You know, oh, what did you do?
We've had a few.
There's always those instances, but hopefully not too often.
And we make sure before you leave, you can load the machine on your trailer. We're not trying to be customer service wise.
Yeah.
But we make sure you can load it onto the trailer, get it all
secure it down.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll give them all the assistance they need here at the yard to make sure they're safe.
That's the big thing, because you don't want them to, overload. They may be taking a smaller piece of equipment than they need.
No, we want them to be successful.
Yeah. Of course you do, because you want to bring the stuff back.
Yes.
Okay. We're down here at NorCal Tractor Trailers and Rentals on Commercial Way, and we are filling up we've already filled up one box of toys for Toys for Tots, which is the reason we're down here, because Neil and Chelsea have been one of the sponsors for, Heroes of the North State when it comes to this. And we'll have Michelle back here in a minute right after the break. In fact, we are going to take that break right now, and we will be right back right after these messages.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane. At Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're out here at NorCal Tractor Trailers and Rentals
on Commercial Way, and we're doing Toys for Tots out here, and we're talking to the owners, Neil and Chelsea Forsyth. And this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash on Market Street, right next to Dutch Bros there. They have been in that location for close to 100 years. Maybe they weren't always washing cars, but maybe they were, you know, feeding horses. I'm not sure, but it was been 100 years. So if this is where I go out. That's where I take my truck, and Linda who babies her car, takes it there, because what a great car wash they have. Special soap and wax, all of that. Friendly people. If you buy 5 car washes, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Right there at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Michelle, yes. So before I get into this, is tonight at the Reading City Council, they're going to be making that decision on the Reading Civic Auditorium on the lease on that. Yep. That's caused a little bit of consternation, but I remember when they took that lease before, there was a lot of consternation, but they saved the city immediately $1 million a year.
And brought in some great acts.
Brought in great acts. They
picked, good variety. Yeah. I know there was a big fear about that, but brought in a great variety.
And, you know, I think the first group they brought in was Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh.
I mean.
Right.
What a way to break in.
Yeah, exactly.
And like everybody else, COVID just took them down. And, yeah. I mean, in the sense they couldn't have any acts, but they still persevered. They paid back the back rent and all this. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. I don't expect them to lose that lease.
We'll passionate out. On both sides.
It is. It is on both sides for a variety of reasons. It's great being out here, and you're going to have quickly. You're going to have big show Thursday night.
Yes, so Heroes of the North State, second Thursday of the month, on KCNR. So it's part of the magazine show for North State Now. Well, this Thursday we're going to have Santa Claus there from 4 to 6. So, and it is on Market Street. Tell me the street address.
1326 Market Street.
1326 Market Street.
Right,
we're going to have Santa Claus. And come in and bring a toy for Toys for Tots, or if you're in a position where maybe you just can't do that part, come see Santa anyways, because we are just wanting to give back to the community. We have so many local heroes, and that's why we're here at NorCal Tractor Trailer and Rentals, is because they're in our hero circle. They sponsored the show that's possible this month for Toys for Tots.
Whoa,
and
more toys coming
more
in.
More toys. Look at the dinosaurs and the little Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
The Yoda. Yeah,
the
Yoda.
Mini Yoda.
It's a Yoda. That's right, baby. Oh, those are so popular.
It's a good thing Linda's not here.
They're so cute.
You'd lose one of those mini Yodas, I tell you.
Yeah, so anyway, so Thursday night, yes, come and meet Santa Claus. And then from 6 to 7, if you can't come from 4 to 6 to see him live, right at 7, Santa's got to be, or 6 o'clock, Santa's got to be on the air. You can call in and talk to Santa Claus.
There you go. Have your kids come in, call in at 605-4567. Now, Chelsea and Neil, you're moving down to Anderson, and I just saw your new facility, and it's 12 acres there.
12 acres,
you're
yep.
3.5 acres right now, and it is absolutely beautiful. Plenty of room for all your stuff, and you've actually got a practice area back there
you
for
will
people.
Have plenty of room to go out and test that excavator.
There you go.
And we're going to do that in June is our field event grand opening. You guys, anybody can come down, try the tractors. Try the excavators.
Well,
we're going to have a huge, huge party going on
nice.
Down there. So.
Yes, we are. I'm going to be there.
Yep.
Well, you know what? It'll be my chance to drive an excavator.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here next to one. And I'm, like I said, I told Neil earlier that I have excavator envy. But you wanted to say something about Cornerstone.
Yes.
Community Bank.
Cornerstone Community Bank took us on a few years ago. They believed in us. When we were starting out, and they have backed us the whole time, and we're happy to see them succeed. They're happy to see us succeed.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, they're opening up their new Anderson branch down there this month, I hope.
We had our design review meetings together. It was a great thing, and so we're being having them behind us has helped us get down to this as well.
Well, this is a young couple that started this business 10 years ago. Your 10-year anniversary, and so you decided decided to move to a new location. It's going to be a 2540 gateway. You'll be able to see it along the freeway. I'm real happy because you all have succeeded. And you're like many of the businesses here in the North State. You are growing. You've succeeded. You share what you've made with the community. I think that's just outstanding.
Yeah, and we try to use a lot of our customers as our people working on our building.
Right.
Our general contractor, Hutchins Construction, has been a customer for years. We have Z&H Associates out there doing the groundwork with Eric Dutton Construction doing our slab, and we have multiple more contractors that are coming up as we get building. So
support each other. That's what our community is all about.
It really is. It's you know what we say is shop local, buy local.
Yes.
And this is a way to do it. I mean, you know, in the construction business too. When I see somebody's getting ready to build something, the first thing I ask them when they're on the show is, so who's building this for you?
Yes.
And you know they're trying to use, you know, as many of the local contractors and local businesses as they can. There are specific things that they do have to bring in some people for, you know, on those certain things. But for building around here, you all are renting your equipment out. The contractors, like you said, that are working with you to get that. So that's great.
Our customers are building, helping us build.
That's good. But you give back.
Yep.
Also. You know, usually when we do these, I keep the owners here for like 15 minutes, but y'all have been here for 2 hours and it's been great. We're collecting toys still, and we're going to be collecting toys even when we're off the air.
Yeah.
So if you come on down to Commercial Way, and the boxes will be inside then, but stop in and drop off a toy. Or a couple of toys to help those kids.
They've
had a tough 2 years. Their families had a tough 2 years.
We're looking to get 3 toys per child, and there are over 8,000 children in Shasta County alone who they serve every single year at Toys for Tots. Last year, they raised over 24,000 toys, and they are sorted by a family, literally a 92-year-old grandma, her son, his daughter and their granddaughter and their immediates. It's probably 8 people that make this happen.
Wow.
And they are a well-oiled machine, and they're all ex-military. They're just amazing.
Well, that right there.
Yes, that's right. And then they're going to be on the show on Thursday night, so we're going to have some information more about Toys for Tots. As we're calling in and talking to Santa Claus, we're going to learn more about Toys for Tots. We're going to hear the little kids call with their Christmas wishes. It's just going to be a wonderful show, so I hope everyone tunes in.
Well, you know, talking about business, tomorrow morning we'll have the Chamber of Commerce on, and also Jeff Fink will be joining us from the president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, talking about Anderson. But I'll also tell him that, you know, our remote today was with somebody that he knows well. And, you know, and it's true, Cornerstone has done so much. When I look around, like the new parking structure.
Yeah,
there's Cornerstones there. K2 works with them, with them a lot. So Cornerstone is you know, it's a locally owned, locally run, local board of directors kind of place. And it's surprising how many. See, I didn't know that Cornerstone was one of yours. Was backing you on this.
Yep.
So they've made a lot of good decisions, I think.
They have. I love working with them.
Yeah, they are. Who do you work with over there?
So our main guy is Steve Munguia.
Okay.
And I mostly go down to the Hartnell branch.
Okay.
So now I'll be going down to the Anderson branch, which is sad to miss some of the Hartnell group. Oh, we got more toys coming in.
More toys.
Oh,
Thank you. More toys just walked in.
Yeah.
You know what? Look at
I love our community.
Everybody's bringing in tractors. And
I know. It's so appropriate.
Skip loaders.
It is perfect.
But you know what's great about this? When I was at the warehouse yesterday for Toys for Tots, there weren't a lot of tractors. So these are going to really make a huge impact.
Yep. Well, you know, any toy is better than no toy.
That's right.
True.
You know, something that the kids can open up. You know, Linda and I will get something big sometime during the year, and she'll say, "Oh, this is my Christmas present." Well, I learned 14 years ago that that wasn't true.
Don't skip it.
She needs a package under the tree. You know,
yes.
I mean, it could be a coconut, but
it doesn't matter.
Needs something that she can unwrap under the tree.
Yeah.
So
what was your? Do we have time? What was your favorite childhood toy?
Well, you know what? Yeah, I think we do. One Christmas, my sister had this whole bunch of toys underneath the tree.
Yeah.
I had a coconut. and my, watching my sister, you know, unwrap this. You know, here's a saddle. Here's this. And I'm like, of course, how do you unwrap a saddle? No, it's a saddle there. And I'm looking at, and I'm going, well, okay. You know, I mean, I was like 12. And I'm thinking, boy, she's making out. And then my mom and dad are saying, well, what's wrong? Oh, no, nothing. Well, you didn't look really close. So I looked at the tree, and I looked, and there was this little, like, a horse ornament or a little card that says, look outside. My parents had bought me a horse. I ran outside, horse, saddle, the whole thing. Yeah, that was
that's
that was probably one of the most memorable
My
ones.
My parents
I had.
Did that for me one Christmas.
Did they do that?
It was the best thing ever.
Yeah, you know what? And he threw me the first, you know, half hour I rode him.
Yeah.
But it was okay. I was young. I bounced up, got back on him. And
you don't know.
You don't know. And Dad had you know, at the farm next to us, had built a stable for him.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that was my most memorable.
Aww.
So, yeah. Okay. I don't reach out that far.